and Sinead Egan is going to tell us what it says in Thursday's papers.
The knife attack in London yesterday on 87-year-old Irishman Thomas O'Halloran is the lead story this morning for the Irish Daily Star and the Irish Sun. The Sun describes how the grandfather and Ennistymon native was stabbed to death on his mobility scooter. He had been heading out to raise money for Ukraine by busking with his accordion in London. The story features across the papers this morning. Coalition on collision course over job seekers' benefit hike is the lead story for the Irish Independent. The paper reports that Fine Gael doesn't believe the unemployment benefit should be increased due to the high demand for workers across several sectors. However, Fianna Fáil and the Greens are in favour of boosting the payment. A Fianna Fáil party figure told the paper that the budget will see the weekly payment go up in line with state pension hikes. And the budget is on the front of the Irish Times too. It has the story that changes in taxes on alcohol and cigarettes are unlikely. The paper also writes that a recommendation from a tax strategy paper to increase welfare payments by up to €15 per week is facing significant pushback. On the rental sector, the Irish Times details how the reintroduction of a tax credit for tenants removed in 2017 was a point of discussion. It also says a 2017 paper on the tax treatment of landlords had been dusted down, with sources saying a range of options were being considered, including allowing local property tax to be deducted from rental income as an expense. Childcare is on the front page of the Irish Daily Mail this morning. Women suffer most as creche crisis deepens, says the main headline. The paper reports that the government is being warned by IBEC that the childcare crisis will widen the gender gap, with more women leaving work as services become either unavailable or too expensive. HSE plans limit on home births is the lead story for the Irish Examiner. Niamh Griffin writes that a HSE recommendation to limit home births to only women who live within 30 minutes so-called blue light distance of a maternity unit has been criticised for denying one-fifth of pregnant women the option of a home birth. Community midwives say the change would have the greatest impact on those living in rural areas. The Tory leadership hustings, which took place in Belfast yesterday, feature in the Irish News and the Belfast Telegraph. Both carry a photograph of Rishi Sunak inspecting an anti-tank launcher during a visit to the Thales Defence System plant. And an image of Liz Truss with Samson and Goliath in the background at Harland and Wolff is on the front of the Belfast Telegraph. Minister Simon Harris's appeal yesterday for homeowners to rent rooms to students features in several papers this morning. And staying with student accommodation, Irish Times letter writer Jay Morrissey from Sandycove in Dublin says, "It's hard to believe that we've now reached the stage where access to third level education is less about academic achievement than finding somewhere to live." And in pictures, this morning is the turn of Rashida Adeleke. She's the lead photograph for the Irish Times and the Irish Examiner after finishing fifth in the 400 metres final in Munich last night, setting a new national record in the process. "World at her feet," says the caption in the Examiner.